It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, with the recent announcement that one of Wisconsin's remaining drive-in theaters will be closing at the end of the season, we'll take a look at how the rest of the state's drive-ins are holding up.
First, news broke last week that a Virgin Galactic commercial spaceship had crashed in California's Mojave Desert, killing one pilot and hospitalizing another. The ship being tested was part of the company's venture into the new world of space tourism, which some expect to become a reality in the coming few years.
While the pilot's death is tragic, some are saying that it's just a price that has to be paid for humans to take the next step in space travel. But our next guest doesn't buy that. He says there's a big difference between practical space exploration and what Virgin is doing, and it's a mission he can't support.
Joining us now is Adam Rogers. He's the articles editor at Wired, and he recently wrote an op-ed there called "Space Tourism Isn't Worth Dying For." Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, in your piece, Adam, you say right up front you are fascinated by the idea of space and spaceships. You're not anti-space travel, but you say you can't support the idea of space tourism and what Virgin Galactic is doing. Why is that?
Well, I might even parse that further and say that I'm not even necessarily against space tourism. I think that sounds like it could be a lot of fun, although there aren't really a lot of destinations for it right now. But what I am, the question I do think we have to ask is whether, first of all, whether what Virgin Galactic is doing is actually space tourism or really just flying an airplane very, very high. And if it is, what connection it has to the kind of rhetoric that Virgin Galactic and the space tourism industry in general will employ, which is that they are trying to build the next step in human evolution and pave our pathway to the stars, all of which may be totally fine as well, except now we know that people are dying for that. And if you buy the rhetoric, then maybe that makes the risk something that you want to be part of. But I'm becoming less convinced that the rhetoric of what Virgin Galactic says they're doing is actually connected to what Virgin Galactic is really doing.
So how would you characterize what they're really doing?
Well, my sense from the way they themselves describe what the business is that it's what sounds like, if it worked, would be an amazing ride for some very wealthy people. And I'm not sure that I see the connection between that and space exploration.
Now, do you see other projects going on like SpaceX and others as more maybe valid paths toward what we think of when we think of the frontier of space exploration as compared to what you're saying is more a thrill ride in a way?
Yeah, I probably could identify those, although I'm not sure that I have the expertise to say which of them is going to be successful and which of them won't. I think it's pretty evident that what SpaceX is doing is designed to actually go into orbit, for example, and that while it doesn't start with tourism, it starts with a business model, which is getting NASA to pay for ISS resupply. And I think it's fair to point out there that SpaceX has, at least at one time, had a deal that they haven't talked about much in recent years with Robert Bigelow, who has a business trying to build inflatable space stations using some technology that NASA abandoned that they'd planned to use in conjunction with the space shuttle. So the idea, again, being that you have a destination for tourism that actually is in space, that's in orbit, and that becomes part of a larger plan that that Elon Musk has talked about, which is trying to get humanity off Earth and to the moon and to Mars for some reasons that I see as being very practical as well as very cool. I mean, I'm very much a science fiction nerd and a science reporter. I believe in this stuff. I just don't think that that's the same model that Virgin Galactic is espousing.
Well, is it possible that this suborbital thrill ride sort of concept may not really take us into space where we want to go, but it might be a viable business model that could solve some engineering problems and pave the way toward parts of the future of space travel?
Yeah, and I guess if it turned out that, in fact, a rocket launched from a high-flying plane was a way to get people and things into space at some point down the line, then I would be wrong. Sure. I mean, all I have to go on is what's in front of us right now. But I would also say that if what you're asking is, could there be spin-off technologies from this, then I would say there's got to be a better way to find those technologies than hoping that they spin off of something that is of a obviously dangerous, potentially futile. And if what you're asking, because another iteration of that question, another version of the question is, well, doesn't this at least get people excited about the idea of going to space? Doesn't it at least keep us committed as a people to the idea of a space program when our governments don't seem to be able to commit to one? Then I would say that what you're actually talking about there is a PR campaign. And again, there's nothing necessarily wrong with those, and I want to go to space too, but now somebody is dead because of that PR campaign. And that's the thing that worries me.
And there's been some writing in the media looking at the pilot here as a hero, maybe a martyr in the cause of future space exploration. Is that the wrong way to be thinking of the sacrifice the pilot made?
Well, listen, that's obviously a tragedy, and I that's the thing that made me want to write in the first place, was feeling the emotion very keenly of this death of a person who, I think it's safe to say, loved being a pilot and obviously assumed those risks, understanding what those risks were. I think it's possible, and I'm a little uncomfortable with arguments by analogy, but I'll make this one. We know as a society how to honor the sacrifice of a soldier who dies for his or her country, but still ask important questions about the war in which that soldier fought. I think those can be separate issues. What this person did was obviously assumed a lot of risk, did something heroic. The person who's been injured was the same thing. But that doesn't change the fact that we can still ask questions about whether what that company is doing is the right thing. And I think it's really important to pay attention to the fact of who, Scaled Composites, which builds the engines here, had a few years back 3 deaths as they were testing their rockets. The people who have died so far are not the rich people who are going to pay, presumably, for the privilege of doing this. They're the workers who are building the technology. That's who's being put at risk here, and that's who's taking the risks. That's who died. And I think we can still ask whether the ultimate technology is worthwhile without, I hope, without seeming like we're denigrating or putting down the people who've suffered for it, because I certainly don't mean to do that.
So as you've said, you are not opposed to space tourism, space travel, space exploration. What would be a worthier mission, one maybe worth the loss of life for knowing participants?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I mean, you're asking me to step pretty far into speculation, and I'll do it, but with the recognition that I'm a reporter who's covered this field for a long time. I'm not a person who actually does it, right? So you and I know exactly what that's worth. But I would say that you want to get off the planet, and you want to have a permanent, you want to be reaching toward a time when there are permanent settlements for humanity somewhere other than Earth, because we know that either because of something that human beings do or because of a naturally occurring event, something very bad is going to happen on this planet. Asteroids have wiped the planet clean before. They will do it again. And if we want to survive as a species and as a people and have our cultures survive, we have to have backup copies of ourselves somewhere else. That's what we should be aiming for. And that's, as I say, that is eminently practical and also really, I think, stirs the blood and the emotion. That's what I would like to see.
So this crash and this loss of life, some people have said, hey, this is just a setback for space tourism. It's not something that's going to end it altogether. Do you think we should pause and rethink the concept of what we're doing when it comes to space tourism and space technology?
I think that's a really important question, and I would say that the distinction that I'm trying to be crystal clear about, and it is certainly possible that I'm failing, is between the concept of space exploration and even the concept of space tourism and the fundamental concept of the business model that Virgin Galactic is pursuing. Virgin Galactic has a technology that is challenging to build and really cool on its own terms, but I think the connection to space travel, space tourism, space exploration is tangential at best. It flies, the plane that they have now, if they get it working, flies to the bottommost definition of what we would consider space. It doesn't go into orbit. It doesn't seem, except in the broadest sense, to have applications for going any further than it does. It's a thrill ride for rich people. That's the thing that I want to be asking questions about. If all it is to get people excited about going and getting to play astronaut in the hope that that's going to lead to those other programs, I think that's misguided.
Do you think we as a culture are as excited as you would like us to be when it comes to that pure mission of getting us out into space?
Well, I'm not totally... I don't know. This makes me feel like I lose my science and science fiction nerd bona fides when I say something like this, but I'm not totally convinced that the that we should be excited for exploration in space for its own sake. That's no pioneers or explorers have ever done that. Nobody goes just to go. Some people go just to go. I shouldn't say nobody. That's tarring with too broad a brush. But I would say that when we go, when we commit, what's the saying, blood and treasure, mm-hmm. for grand national or grand planetary goals, we do it not just because it's going to be awesome. We do it for a rationale. We do it because there's trade at the other end of it, or because there are cultural reasons, because there are scientific reasons. We do it because there's a benefit to the cost. And I do think there's a benefit to the cost of aerospace as a science, of space exploration, of space travel. Like I said, we need backup copies. We need a permanent human presence somewhere other than Earth. I think that's really important. But I would see us pursuing that.
All right, Adam, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
That's Adam Rogers. He's the articles editor at Wired. His piece on space tourism is linked over at the Central Time Facebook page.